Once again on the community spotlight, we have got Scott Semple of Dream Rock Entertainment, of course, Dream Rock Productions here. We have got another big show coming up. But first and foremost, Scott, welcome back to MyFM.
Well, thank you, Bob, and thanks for having me back.
No problem at all. We talk about these shows that you put on once a month about here in Perth at Farrell Hall. Just an incredible show. These tribute bands come in. People talk about it for a long time. They look forward to coming together each and every month for these shows. That's a big part of this for you, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and especially once they come in, when the shows are complete, I always get to some of the big fans that are of this music, because we kind of cover the 60s, 70s, and 80s area, and it's bringing back memories for them, and they just love it. So it's very encouraging for those who come out to the show that they really enjoy it all the way around. They get to come out, and it's cabaret style. They can have a few drinks and catch the memories and get on the dance floor and just enjoy themselves. It's a great night out.
And one thing that I've heard from some of these people is that, they're going to these shows and seeing these bands performing the music that they listened to when they were much younger with some of their friends who they've had for decades. And then they go out to these shows and it's like they're young again.
Well, yeah, it's a time warp. You're going and really that's what it is. You're kind of buying back your memories there for the night. You come in and you're young again, and then people that just kind of see just kind of moseying in, and what do we got here? It's like sometimes a lot of the women buy the tickets, and they make the decision to bring those guys out for the night. And boy, once they get out there and get a couple of drinks and get on the dance floor, and they just have a great time. And of course, the bands are all first class. We only make sure that we bring the best. They're usually Canada's or North America's best, and sometimes in a case that we got coming up, the world's best.
And you talk about these world-class ones, no exception this weekend, of course, Scott. We've got Canada's premier tribute to the legendary Neil Diamond, Solitary Man. What an incredible show coming up.
Oh, it's an awesome show coming up, and of course, speaking with Neil Diamond himself. I mean, again, another super performer that's a legendary. He's got scores of hits, and of course, in his early years, he wrote, lots of hits for other people before he had them all himself. Going right back to like the Monkees. I'm a Believer.
I had no idea. That's really cool. So, of course, now tell us a little bit about the performer himself, the guy who is the solitary man up there. He's been doing this for a while. I've seen some pictures. I've seen some YouTube videos as well. He's got it down.
Yeah, he's been around since 2002, and again toured all over North America. He puts a great band together that he has, and sometimes he even plays. There's a band called the Casino Brothers. They back up Elvis and like a few of the top Elvis tributes as well, and he's played with them. But he's a fantastic performer. Sometimes I think this time around as well, his wife sings, so he's going to be she'll be with him doing the Streisand part for You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Wow, that'll be
So
great.
yeah, so yeah, so that was when I actually that was just a kind of a bonus when I was talking to him on the phone just about his the accommodations for the show coming up and stuff, and he mentioned, yeah, I got my wife coming with me, and we'll be performing that. So there's a kind of a something let out in advance for those who like that song. But yeah, going back, I mean, just a great library, and like you say, he's got the voice, he's got the sound just down pat, and he puts on a great performance. Around since 2002, so toured all over. He actually just sold. Every time he goes in, my brother lives in Oshawa, and he was one of the first that suggested him, and says, "Have you seen this guy yet?" And he goes, "I got to get tickets because he sells out every time, and that's a 650-seat theater." So it's a popular act. He's been around a long time. He does a great job. It's his first time here, but again, all the other the Elton Johns and the ABBA, they all know him. He comes highly recommended. So usually I'll go check out a performance before they come. In this case, I'm lucky enough to see the recommendation, just like you saw his videos, and so we're looking forward to bringing him in.
Yeah, no doubt. That'll be great. So if anybody would like tickets, they can just go to ticketsplease.ca. You can also get there through dreamrock.ca. So that again is coming up this Saturday, 8 o'clock, Farrell Hall in Perth. Now, before I let you go, we always like to take a look ahead to what's coming up down the pipe. We know we've got a couple of really cool shows coming up.
Well, we do. We haven't. We've gone on June 8th, but I haven't confirmed yet, so I'm not going to let that one out of the bag. But I got. It's a show that we're going to actually be doing on May 11th, and it's at St. Paul's United Church, and that's our first show that we've brought in there. Of course, we used to do the big theater over there in Smiths Falls all the time, but this is a Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones combination. And when I say these guys are the best in the world, Scott D does the Engelbert Humperdinck, and he's coming in from England, and he's doing a tour here, and we just happen to be one of the dates. And this is a guy who, on two occasions, has been flown out to California, and he's performed for Engelbert Humperdinck himself. There's all kinds of pictures of him with Scott, and he brings him up, performs for his friends as well. So, and of course, Tom Jones is Dave LaFemme. And he was on the circuit doing Tom Jones for like 14 years, all through Vegas, and those guys are friends, and they're both from England and Wales as well, so it's kind of funny. So they're going to be here and doing a great show, and it's our first one we've done at the church, and we're hoping to see a lot of people there. Now, my mom, God rest her soul, is not with us anymore, but Engelbert Humperdinck was one of her favorites. So if you love your mom and she wants to come back and experience some of her memories, bring her out. They called Engelbert the king of romance, and I guess he's with the king of cool if he's with Tom Jones. So I'm looking forward to that show as well.
Awesome. Well, Scott, thanks again for taking the time to speak with us here. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Anyone liking more information can just go to dreamrock.ca and get everything they need. Scott, again, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Always thanking you for your support. And we're looking forward to the show. We're looking forward to seeing people there.
Absolutely. There we go. Dream Rock, Scott Semple here on the Community Showcase, the Community Spotlight on MyFM 88.1.